It's time to look ahead to the theatre. Yes, we are getting back into theatres, and there's also streaming performances and streaming tours of museums and galleries. So there's lots more than there were perhaps probably a few months ago. And the person in the know is Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. Anne, thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Always a pleasure.
We are going to chat, Anne, about some festive shows, but I'm going to start first of all with something which I don't think we've ever talked about before, but Instagram.
Yes, this is a bit of a new departure for me, Alan. I've been involved in Instagram before, just giving people advice about the alt text feature, which is the feature which reads to you what's on the screen. But this is a new piece of work. It's an anti-racist digital opera being performed on Instagram. There are 66 posts. Some of them are images, so still photographs, so I'm writing the text for that. And others of them are videos, they may be about 3 minutes, 5 minutes in length, which really feature the newly commissioned music and singing. And so I'm writing an audio description soundtrack that will be mixed with the video soundtrack to ensure that all these posts are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. So it's a new departure. It's really interesting and ready for next week when it's going to be launched.
It does sound very interesting. Have you had to learn a lot of new skills, or is it quite easy?
Well, I would say that during lockdown, I've done a lot of recording and editing that I hadn't done a lot of before. So it's been using those skills. It's been well worth buying the microphone and getting the software and all that kind of thing, and gradually getting my head around doing more of my own recording and editing rather than going into a sound studio and just leaving it to the experts.
Yeah, we're all doing it a little bit differently at the moment. And
Yeah.
looking ahead then to the festive period then, because we do have some festive performances. I know you've got a few you want to tell us about.
Yes, I just wanted to let people know that the Royal Court Liverpool, their show is called Selection Box. It's going to be a cabaret, but it's also going to feature little excerpts from previous Scouse pantos. So I think this one will really lift our spirits. The initial date has been rather kiboshed by the latest lockdown, but a new date has been set. So that's January the 13th, and tickets are on sale. And obviously, in all these cases, there's a reduced capacity now. So do get on and book if you fancy that. That should just be a really good laugh, that one. And also, we've got a new date for the Duke's Theatre in Lancaster. They're doing a scaled down production of their planned Sleeping Beauty. That's going to be the 29th of December. So that's rather nice. It falls between Christmas and New Year. And then one more to mention to you, A Christmas Carol. That's at Story House, which is in Chester. And that's been scheduled for the 5th of January. These are live events that actually take place in the theatre. They've done everything they can to make the building secure and to lay on a really warm welcome.
Almost the way it was before, and Christmas ones are just such a great one to do as well. There was a lot happening online, and I know you want to talk a bit about disability arts.
Dada Fest in Liverpool, I've been working with them probably for over 20 years now. Each year they put on a festival of disability arts. This year they've moved everything online. So I just wanted to let people know that late November there will be an online Dada Fest. It features many different artists from all around the world. Their work is online, so it's mainly video pieces, and we're working hard to ensure that audio description is available for most of those pieces online. Through working with Dada Fest over the years, I've got to know many artists, including Matt Fraser and Liz Carr and Sally Booth and others, and it's just been fantastic to see them appear on the small screen lately with the Crip Tales and other programs about disability and disabled artists. And I sit there saying, oh, I described them at Liverpool however many years ago. So it's great to see that they're getting more recognition now. And these may be some of the new artists of the future.
Absolutely. Dada Fest is always such a fantastic mix. And I suppose, yeah, going online is going to be a little bit different, but I'm sure the quality will be astonishingly high as always. And if people would like more information on the shows or about Dada Fest or indeed anything that Mind's Eye is involved in, what's the best way to do that?
The best way is to go to our website. That's mindseyedescription.co.uk. You can go to the events page and you'll find a calendar there, and we update that every day. So you can find out what's going ahead, what's cancelled, what's postponed, but more importantly, what is happening. We're on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts. We have a Mind's Eye Description page on Facebook. And if you want to just drop us an email anytime, any queries, any thoughts, that's mindseyedescription@gmail.com.
And I'll look forward to catching up with you again in December. Yes, we're almost there. But thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.